This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump was in court the other day. He's going to be back again. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to cover it until there's really something meaty. It's going to be more the same, and I pray that Donald Trump gets vindicated because he's done nothing. I'm tired of watching a guy targeted, you know, go through all this, because I can only imagine what the toll that it takes on you, even when you're as strong as Donald Trump. I can only imagine the toll. And it's wrong for the country. It's wrong in every way. So the good guys need to win here. But I'm not going to cover it until there's something meaty enough to cover. We know it's a farce. You know, Tucker Carlson did a thing on it. All these people are doing stuff on it. And that's fine. But we've got bigger problems. And I believe in my heart of hearts, Trump's going to win this stuff. They're doing this stuff to try to make him out to be a pariah and make him unelectable. I saw with the Supreme Court said you can't keep him off the ballot. So he will be on the ballot. And they're going to keep targeting him. And as long as Americans stay strong, conservative Americans, and anybody else who believes in law and order, good for them. What they're demonstrating is the lengths at which they're willing to go to hurt you. And I think most Americans are starting to realize this. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Every time I look at my notes, let me just tell you how it works. My producers will give me a bunch of clips, some of which we were going to play because we were going to do something on COVID, or we're going to do something on the border, we're going to do something on crime, or we're going to do something on taxes or Ukraine or whatever, you name it. And then we end up with a hodgepodge because there's literally too much to talk about. And you got to try to figure out, what are we going to go at today? And what I have to figure out is, what can I go at that's metaphorically, what can I discuss with you that metaphorically is going to make a difference? That showcases the craziness of leftism in all its facets without being boring to me and boring to you. And it may seem like, I mean, many times I feel this way, like people say, Kevin, why didn't you talk about this today or that today? And I think to myself, because everybody else is, number one, you get my show when you get it, and it varies market to market because I'm not on in any market at a particular time. But at the end of the day, I don't know what you will have heard, so I have to put it into a form that I think is going to keep your interest. And if you want to get the regular news, go get the regular news, but I'm going to speak to you in ways that I feel like are going to help you interpret the news better, interpret the happenings better. And it's all based on my opinion, some inside knowledge. And, you know, I don't have as much inside knowledge as the great Rush Limbaugh, but I have a little. And I certainly have my finger on the pulse because I got multiple sources firing at me, including you guys, that will say, Kevin, I got a theory. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. One person proposed to me, no, I didn't mean in that loving way, but an idea that Kamala Harris would make Gavin Newsom her VP. I thought that's an interesting concept. I hadn't thought about it. You know, because I took the idea of Joe Biden being gone. You know, I think he's gone. I think he is. I know he is. Kamala Harris will become president. You can see how they set it up. They start making her more presidential. They want her to not be looked at as a goofball, which is what she is. Okay, but that happens, and then what? She's got to name a VP. Well, what makes sense? As I said, shoehorn in Gavin Newsom. She steps out, everybody wins. She's going to be a multimillionaire. She will be lauded for what she does, because her job will be, as they say, you've got one job. And that job will be to let everybody in the food chain who cheated Donald Trump get a get-out-of-jail-free card. And she will do it. And hopefully, we get it's God's will that Donald Trump becomes president again, or some conservative gets elected president and undoes all this other damage. And I think the best person for the job, unbiased, is Donald Trump. And you go, well, Kevin, there is bias. Okay, yeah, there's bias in the sense of I've seen his job performance. as biased and I see what they're doing to him. But substitute anybody into his place that went through that, and I'd be voting for them. I'd be taking pause if it was a Democrat. But I'm saying, you give me a similar scenario where somebody's persecuting a man the way they've done Trump, and yes, he'll get my full support. And here's why I think, that's why, okay, if you're in my brain now, I want you to go with me. What I just said, I think a lot of people feel, they're not Trump zealots. They don't see Donald Trump and they're like, oh my gosh, he's so dreamy. They see it as he got it done. And you may not like his boorish take on it or his behavior or his style, but he gets it done. And let me tell you, there's something about people that get it done that make a believer out of you. I had a phone call from a young lady the other night, late. I happened to be up. And we were talking about, I'm not going to go into detail, but she goes, Kevin, will you run my pack for me? And I said, no, not going to. I got too many things on my plate. I got a wife who's concerned about our ability to pay our bills. And she's going, we got all these things going. The Patriots, no offense to you guys, but the Patriots don't support us to the level that we need it. And so I'm going, I'm not taking anything on. I'm not adding any pressure to my life. And this girl begged me. But here's what she said. She says, you're the only person that I could call, and I know they're gonna make it happen. They're going to work. And that was her deal. And I was flattered by it, but I said, no, not going to. I got to be laser focused in what we're trying to do, because our brand is what people want to see. And what she described of me is what you guys hear me say, and you say, Kevin, I want to support it. In fact, I don't have the young lady's name in front of me, but hang on, I'm going to get it. But she called me the other day, and I wanted to make sure that I had gotten her the money that she sent. I have her name written down here. Ann. I'm not going to say her last name, but her first name is Ann. And she wants to make sure we survive. Good. Good. Because let me tell you, it's a fight out here. I'm just thinking about the IRS. You know, a few months back, they don't do it anymore. They stop hassling me, but, you know, coming after us over our nonprofit, a group that helps at-risk kids, that helps Army veterans, that helps the military, it helps police, etc. And these guys want to hassle you. This is the place we live in, where the people doing the good work that are out there, the true humanitarians and, you know, philanthropists, are being hassled, persecuted, targeted. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but I want to thank all of you who are supporters, who are promoting the show, promoting what we do, buying our merch. Go to our merch shop because it's really cool.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I will tell you, if you're trying to follow the news cycle and figure out what's interesting to you, it is a bear. It's so difficult because you are being tricked into going different directions, and it's all intentional. I'm convinced of this. And the reason I say this is because we do it as professionals. There is a team of people gathering news and putting things together. And I'm going to tell you, it's, you know, I remember that the bikini thing I saw where the lady's looking for her cat. And it's, you know, I don't know if you remember this cartoon, but it's between the crack of her butt. And she's got this little bitty bikini and the cat looks like part of the bikini. That's what it reminds me of. You can't get it all inside of that little bikini. And it is this fast and furious being thrown at you. And you know what it does? It makes you forget. You forget. Oh, that's right. Hunter Biden is the crook. So is his daddy. So is his uncle. Why did 12 people or 10 people or whatever number of Bidens get paid over stuff coming from the Chinese and the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Romanians and a host of other people? Why are we talking about the stuff we're talking about? Why are we focused on what we're focusing on? You remember COVID and lockdowns and what Fauci did? You remember what the NIH and the WHO and the CDC said about vaccines and masks and all this other stuff? You remember this? Do you recall that the Democrats are letting criminals out but accusing you of being the worst people in the world because you probably are pro-life, or you at least say I'm pro-choice, pro-life, and want to save babies, but they're letting criminals on the street. You're looking at crime rates rise to untenable levels. And you know where the blame goes. You say to yourself, how are the good guys who have registered guns suddenly bad in a war on, so-called war on guns, when it's the criminal element that gets the guns illegally and commits the crimes, and you're the ones that condone it? How do we get to this kind of level of lunacy? Boy, I could go on, and I will, because that's my job. This is where we are in this country, where we look at the absurd and we're entertaining it. How do you entertain the absurd? Hunter Biden is going to go into court, or already has, I believe, and plead not guilty to a gun charge for what's on the books, what he knows he shouldn't have done, and he's going to go into court and plead not guilty and probably get away with it. Or, no, here's what's going to happen. He's going to plead not guilty. They're going to find him guilty. They're going to give him a slap on the wrist, and he's going to say, I paid my price to society. He's done no such thing. And I'm going to tell you, they're finally starting, and this story is just one of many, but and it doesn't seem like it, but they're finally starting to let the veneer crack on the Joe Biden family. But I want to remind people, this is a Jerry Springer Maury type environment, and they're protecting him. Imagine what they will do with a Gavin Newsom, who they will make out to be the most amazing guy on the planet. This is a guy who has ruined a state, ruined a city before that, and now they want him to ruin the country. And they're going to try. They're going to do and say, "Oh, but he's just such a great guy. Look at him. He's so balanced. There is nothing balanced about him." I'm going to play a clip of a guy's name is Dean Phillips here in a bit. You guys can get that ready. And this, it epitomizes the Democrats when he starts talking about who could replace Joe Biden. And by the way, they admit it. He and Chuck Todd admit there is an issue with the Biden nomination, if you will. They don't want Biden. I will prove it to you in their own words. Let me tell you what my goal is when I come on this radio every single day. I want every segment of every show to be a best of. I want it to be where you could play this show 2 years from now, 5 years, 20 years from now, and you listen to it and go, wow, that dude was so insightful. He knew what he was talking about. That's what I want. And that's why I cover the news differently. I don't try to cover it based on what's going on in this moment. I cover it metaphorically, and I'm giving you the metaphors. We are losing this country because people can't discern right from wrong. And it's a manipulated situation where they're telling people, no, 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 illegal is good. Illegal immigration is good. No, I talked about this the other day. The guy talks about the benefits of immigration, but he doesn't say the benefits of legal immigration. He says the benefits of immigration. We're all for the benefits of immigration. There is no, I don't know a conservative that doesn't look at the immigrants and say, boy, they really did a great job. Look at this group and what they brought. Look at this group and what they brought. But you know what we don't look at? We don't look at illegals that come here and steal from our system. I'm never going to look at them through the eyes of people that wait in line to do something. It would be like me lauding a person who cuts up to the front of a line that I'm waiting to get my coffee in. I would be like, hey, hey, hey. There's a line here. Have you ever said that? Do you believe anybody's ever said that? That somebody cuts a line and they go, hey, whoa. Happened to me the other day. I was waiting somewhere. I couldn't see I think it was a Costco. Couldn't see where the line had formed. And I was getting in there. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. This is a little too easy. And I looked up and there was a lady about to. And I said, oh, she goes, yeah, yeah, it's over here. And, you know, very gracious and all that. But she didn't want me cutting the line. What do you think's human nature? Telling somebody, hey, you just cut the line. You got to get back there. How is it that we lose in the battle of human nature? Let me tell you why. When you don't have the right salespeople, the right emissaries. It's up to us to change that. And we need to do it, and we need to do it right away. Anyway, I'm going to move on because I want to talk about what I've been saying for a long time, that the Bidens are on, you know, Joe Biden's out. He's out. And I'm going to tell you why I say that, that the death knell for Biden happened not too long ago. I talked about the guy, I mentioned him earlier, Dean Phillips from Minnesota. The Democrats are now publicly denouncing Biden. And the second guy did it, and I mentioned it at the time, and I told you guys about that video where the man's at a park, music is playing, he hears the music, he gets up and he starts dancing. And he's not a very good dancer. Dances terribly. And at first people are snickering at the guy like, I want you to think of this guy as Robert Kennedy Jr. He gets up, he starts dancing, and he's not very good at it. Robert Kennedy Jr. says, I'm a Democrat. I'm challenging Joe Biden. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. And everybody snickers. But then the second guy gets up, or person, and starts dancing as well. Not necessarily that good, but joins in with the guy. And they start, and I think it was a woman, and they start dancing together. And it takes about 3 minutes before everybody in the park, a lot of people, most of them, were dancing. And they call it the notion of the first dancer. But it's the second dancer that does it. The first dancer looks silly. Second dancer looks interesting. Looks good. And that's when you get everybody to come along. Dean Phillips is the second dancer. And this is what's happening right now against Joe Biden. And I said it at the time, but he's reinforced it. So now it's out there. It's in the public domain. They can't stop it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion with no one matching all six numbers in last night's drawing. So the jackpot rolled up to what would be the third highest Powerball jackpot and the fifth largest in U.S. lottery history for Saturday night's drawing. New York State Attorney General Letitia James' campaign pledging to sue former President Donald Trump and reportedly be a real pain in his to him should be considered an embarrassment. That's from a statement from George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Trump complaining yesterday in court that the Manhattan trial was blocking him from campaigning, blasting the New York Attorney General as corrupt. A memorial service for the late California Senator Dianne Feinstein set for today in San Francisco. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
History-making decision, history-making events the other day, which, you know, we say that like it's some big deal. Okay, history was made. It was bound to happen. History's made every day. Every single thing that happens is history. It gets me a little crazy because it'll be like, oh, this is the first transsexual this, or the first black transsexual Guatemalan midget turned, you know, space cadet. Who knows? And it's some big deal. Don't misunderstand me. I loved finding out that so-and-so was the first black, bank owner, or first black attorney, first black this, that, or the other. It's an interesting side note for part of who I am. By the way, I got my new ancestry. My numbers have changed. I'm more white than I thought. Surprise! No, I'm joking. There'll be a lot of people, a lot of black folks going, we told you, man! Yeah, man! Yeah. No, I mean, just I found out the different origins and stuff like that. So I'll give you the new stats, because I'm proud of my stats. I'm also, they've narrowed down my African region a lot better, too. Ancestry DNA gets very, they keep doing it. I like that they keep revising and looking at the data and saying, no, Kevin, you know, it turns out you're more this than you were that than we thought. Interesting. Anyway, glad you guys are with me, the Kevin Jackson Network. I was talking to somebody about this, and we talked about it the other day. How do we teach Republicans how to win? How do we teach them how to adapt an attitude that I will overcome no matter what? Because it seems like we have a loser's attitude. It's always appeasement. You know what winners don't do? Winners don't appease. One of my best buddies, his name is Mark. We talked the other day. I remember when me and Mark went to play street basketball, this dude was ruthless. I'd be like, hey, what's up, man? Making friends. Hi, what's your name? Yeah, son. Mark, but Kev, we ain't here to make friends. We going to keep the court. And the idea was you're going to go there and play. If you lose right away, you may sit for 30 minutes, an hour before you play again. His thing was, we're going to put a team on the court. We're up there to run. So we're going to run this court until it's time for us to go. And when we lose, we're leaving. And it was make no friends. We weren't trying to make enemies, but we didn't care about making friends. Well, how about we have that attitude? And you know what? He's a very successful sales guy, as I was. And as good as I was at sales, I learned from him. There's a time when you got to say, I'm going to be ruthless. It's like I tell these lefties all the time. You want me to go completely Machiavellian on you, you will rue the day you were born if I lose my religion on you. You will rue it. And I'm not talking making gumbo. You will rue the day you were born. I am a ruthless son of a gun. And heartless. As much as I am sensitive when it involves my friends and my family and things where, you know, where it hurts people. Sometimes I think I'm too sensitive in that regard. But when it comes to the other, the flip the switch, man, I'm CIA material. Kill who? When? Okay. See y'all at lunch. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And the CIA and the NSA are listening to as well. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You got to go for what you know. Republicans made history dumping McCarthy. The perfect time for this historic act. You want to know why? Because Kevin McCarthy was unprincipled. He did what unprincipled politicians do. He looked for back doors, ways out. Do what you say, say what you mean, and get it done, right? That's what you're supposed to do. His actions showed what Republicans had accepted for decades. And when the time came for him to put on his big boy pants and stand up to the Democrats, he caved almost every time, which made him suspect for many of us. He caved under the pressure of the constant threat of losing the speakership, too. But imagine how he would have behaved without that constant vigilance, without the Matt Gaetz of the world. Now, Mark Levin, I didn't read the article, but they said he's upset at these, what they call them, unpatriotic people or whatever, that got rid of McCarthy. Yeah, he may very well be right. Maybe Mark Levin could give me an argument that says, why did you do something so stupid? But here's what I will tell you. The little bit that I do know about McCarthy, I tell you, he doesn't fight as hard as any. Tip O'Neill, Nancy Pelosi, the speakers of the House on the left, they fight. This woman, Nancy Pelosi, is relentless in her pursuit of leftism. She rarely compromises with Republicans and almost never did capitulate when leftism was at stake. If there was a leftist cause, she fought tooth and nail for it. I'd love for you to tell me where Kevin McCarthy fought for a conservative value. I don't think of a conservative value as a conservative value because it applies to everybody. We are not selfish. We're not trying to cut a swath for the transsexuals or whatever. We say live and let live and just keep government out of our lives. We'll figure it out. Most of us have. Let me tell you may have had a completely different view of LGBT until you grew up and one of your kids turned out to be gay or something like that. Then suddenly you're aware. Full frontal. Somebody got your throat by the throat, making you come to grips with who you are. Anyway, the cojones it took for Gaetz to challenge McCarthy to hold his feet to the fire, and in the end, he forced McCarthy to show his cards, and he had nothing in his cards. McCarthy hoped that his nuanced positions on things would fool the MAGA Republicans, make us want to keep him in his job, just because, well, hey, he pretends to be a MAGA guy, blah, blah, blah. Well, I have a few questions for Kevin McCarthy. Here's my first one. Where are the January 6th tapes? Gave him to Tucker. Put them out there. That could have saved his butt. Since when also does a Republican allow a bill to pass with compromise? Yeah. It shouldn't happen. It's one of the things that the Republican said to McCarthy when he was going to be the speaker is, you got to be on the up and up. And when there's not a majority involving the Republicans in something, we don't support it. Simple stuff. Principled stuff. Would dictate, yeah, you got character. What about that budget baseline? These are the reasons why some of McCarthy's challengers question his position as speaker. So Matt Gaetz stood on principle. And let me tell you, principle died in D.C. a long time ago. So when people actually exercise principle in the political cesspool known as the nation's capital, the people inside the Beltway revolt. What is this they're doing? They're holding our feet to the fire. They're listening to us and they're making us do what they want us to do. They act as if we're their representatives. How dare Gaetz make McCarthy live up to his agreement with congressional Republicans? Time magazine wrote a scathing review of Gaetz. And I talked about it the other day. Scathing. He said it was a stunt of the first order, but he could end up debilitating the House at the exact moment the nation needs it to keep its lights on. Because, you know, without the money, everything's going to dry up. You know, what are we going to do without the money that gets spent on the next tank system or anti-aircraft missile or who knows? So the guy that wrote the article said that the Republicans would get the blame, and they're the prime ones that get the blame that there was a government shutdown. And I disagree. I saw on CNN a poll that said Democrats are getting the blame. 39% to 33% for the Republicans. A little outside the statistical error, but I would say Democrats get it. 39% of the people that voted is Democrats said it was an issue. The guy says this will hurt Gates. People perceive him as a media hog. And I talked about it. We'll talk about it more. Who you want representing you, a media hog or a wallflower? I want a media hog. I want somebody who wants to get in front of the people, state our position as our representative, and let the chips fall where they may. If you say what you mean in my district, I'll vote for you, no matter what. Anyway, they talked about people on the Freedom Caucus saying that Gates is not the right guy for the job or whatever. And there was Debbie Lesko that they mentioned. But you can say what you want about him. He accomplished an historic act. And if he is a publicity hound, good for him. The man is an R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-A-T-I-V-E. That spells representative. His job is to get on TV and to represent his people best. And ironically, the biggest issue politicians have is trying to get noticed. So why are you going to be mad at him for getting noticed? The man challenged the highest ranking Republican in Congress and he won. And you know why he won? He won on principle. Something that is lacking in this world, but shouldn't be. And that's a good thing that he won on principle. McCarthy needed to stand firm for conservatism, and he didn't. And whether you know it or not, I can tell you this. People want out of Biden's war. They're sick of it. They're sick of spending money on wholly unnecessary nonsense. And they're also sick of the lack of dignity in politics and this crooked justice system. That's what a few think.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are in turmoil. They want you to believe that the Republicans are the ones in turmoil, and yes, they are. The Republicans are in turmoil, but that's good turmoil. See, that's turmoil that says, we are going to revamp this party. We're going to challenge the way people think. And we did it in 2016, got Trump elected. In 2020, The powers that be inside, the negative influences inside of the Republican Party sided with the Democrats, performed a coup against Trump, a coup against this country, and specifically Trump supporters, MAGA people, America First types, got Trump deposed in a coup, tried to destroy him with the Democrats. Republicans are trying to destroy Trump probably as much as the Democrats are. They can't do it. And that's revamping the party. The Democrats, on the other hand, went from praise of baby black Jesus to putting in a demented clown into office that they now have to support. If you don't see the difference between supporting Barack Obama and affirmative action, the youth and the vigor and all the things, and all the things that he supposedly represents, to supporting this brain dead clown who looks like performs like Mr. Magoo and walks like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons and looks like him too, is aging in dog years. If you think that's what their party represents, the youth and the vitality of the so-called Democratic Party, you are mistaken. They are in massive turmoil. The Democrats want to get rid of Joe Biden. They are publicly saying it. Robert Kennedy Jr. essentially announced it because he's like, this guy's vulnerable, and he should be. He's ruining the country. There is a large swath of Democrats and independents who realize this. And the uniparty, the part of the Republican Party that represents that, they can have that segment. It's 2, 3, 4% of the conservative population at best. Have it. How much of our party needs to be remade versus them? How many the only group inside of the Democratic Party that can look at Joe Biden with glee is the LGBTQ and specifically the transsexuals. Other than that, everybody's suffering. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Dean is who we're talking about. Dean Phillips, is that right? Phillips Dean. Yeah, Dean Phillips. He's a moderate Democrat. Made his feelings known months ago that he thinks Biden shouldn't run for re-election. And we're parsing his statements that he made to Chuck Todd. But as you listen, and you have to listen to the previous segment, but as you listen to him be complimentary of Biden, watch how it's couched in, yeah, he's a great guy, but we got to get, he's done wonderful things, but. How can you say that? Melissa tells me all the time, you can't, fall on the sword and then do a but. Yeah, I did something wrong, but, I was trying to do this, but. The minute you say the but, you've negated the statement. And that's exactly what Dean Phillips is doing. Every time he says something complimentary of Biden, it's followed by, but, he needs to pass the torch. He needs to do this. Maybe he does. But they all know he should have passed the torch years ago. Dean Phillips is only saying what is obvious. I want to continue playing this clip because I'm telling you, it's so revealing what he says and how he says it. So we're going to pick off where we left off in the previous segment.
And I'm doing something, I know it's unpopular as a Democrat, but I'm speaking truth. That's my job. My duty is to the people I represent, but also to represent the mass majority. And I want to say this about Democrats. It's really important. Joe Biden right now is down 7 points in the 4 swing states that will decide in the next election. He has historically low approval numbers, Chuck. There are about 55% of Democrats would like to see an alternative. I can keep going down the list.
The fact of the matter is everything you're saying, we've all heard in private as well.
What this guy is doing is he's scared. He's telling you he's scared. The duty to represent his people in the country. He's back to that. Then he goes into approval numbers. Now, remember he said earlier that Joe Biden, you can't always agree with the numbers. You can't always agree. People don't always get it. But the numbers aren't lying. Well, you know what else doesn't lie? His results. And then at the end of that, and we're going to pick up from there, what do they talk about? People are discussing this in private. Okay, tell me what I don't already know. You know what people have been discussing in private since Joe Biden got elected post-first year where he ran on Trump muscle memory? Why did we elect this? Why did we place this clown in office? We could have picked anybody. Why did we pick him? We could cheat, put anybody into office. Why Joe Biden? And every time he does something, rampant inflation, it's good for you. Get used to it. Don't worry about it. The value of your money you're earning, taking home, we've gotten you more money. They haven't gotten you any more money. They've essentially stolen your money through inflation, and they tell you it's good. Take credit for, one, getting you the job back that you had pre-COVID, and two, getting you more money, which didn't come. Only time more money has come without anybody asking for it in the modern era, post-Reagan has been under Donald Trump. Maybe under Clinton. I'll give Clinton some credit. But that's it. Certainly didn't come under Biden. So what they're revealing to you is the chatter behind the scenes. And Chuck Todd continues and says, why do you think that is? And here's the rest of the clip.
Why do you think it's all private? Why do you think this hand-wringing is only really gone public for you?
It's very simple. People are focused on self-preservation and not principle. There is no political reward in the United States right now for simply speaking the truth. Look at what happened to my Republican colleagues who dared do the right thing and support the Constitution. Support the Constitution, the only thing to which we're duty-bound. Look at what happened to them. It is not good to get out of line. It's not good to raise your hand, stand up, shout a little bit.
Now, of course, he's referencing all the people that went after Trump in that complete nonsensical J6 committee and how they're gone. The Liz Cheney's of the world and the Adam what's-his-face Kinzinger, they're gone. But what he's telling you is we have a bigger problem. See, we lied about Trump and they're gone, but we've got a bigger problem because this ain't no lie. Joe Biden is a crook. Now, he's going to try to cover for him in this next piece, but you can hear for yourself. He gets it. He doesn't want to say it, but we already know, because we know how the Democrats are. They want to pretend it's only private that people are talking about it, but we all know what's going on.
At a time we need it more than ever, and I'm afraid that that's the culture in this institution here in Washington, D.C.
And I saw you believe the Hunter Biden news actually reinforces this even more, don't you?
I don't think the president is corrupt. I think the investigation will show that. But, and this is the important part, it's the image. It's what the news will do. We know what era we live in partisanship. It is the attachment to the president. Most people aren't watching Meet the Press every
weekend.
Wouldn't
this happen to any Democratic nominee?
It probably will, and it saddens me. And okay. And these are the people I'm trying to represent right now, Chuck, the people who are sick and tired of this nonsense. We have a duopoly. We have a political-industrial complex that if they agree on anything, it's the status quo. And by the way, now, I have trouble with Donald Trump. I do not have trouble with Trumpers who are trying to find somebody to change the system.
And there it was. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. There it was. He said magical words at the end of that. Yeah. He says, I have issues with Trump. Fine. Okay. But he says, I don't have issues with the Trump supporters. What do they want? They want to find someone who's willing to change the system. He doesn't know. He just gave Donald Trump the biggest compliment you could give to a person politically. He's saying this is a guy that gets everything that I'm telling you. He understands that the system is broken. It's not fair. He may not agree with him philosophically, but he knows Trump is there to break a broken system, to fix it, to re-break it. That's what he's there for. And he knows we did the right thing. We didn't fall in line with McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. We are holding their feet to the fire. Show me what Democrat. Oh, Kevin, the squad. The squad is a bunch of maniacs. They're not holding. You could argue that they're holding the Democrats' feet to the fire. But they are a fringe group. We know we're holding the feet to the fire of all politicians. Do what you say. Be accountable. Make others accountable. Be good fiscal servants of our money. It's so on and so forth. What part of what we want violates anything that the left wants? They want LGBT bathrooms and special rights for black folks and, you know, special rights for women and whatever else in a country where there's more than enough examples of people who are successful. He's complimentary to us, and he doesn't realize it. Just think about the contradictions. I hope you go back and listen to that. He's contradicting. And the other thing he's doing, he's trying to be self-effacing by saying, this isn't about me. It's not about this. It is that, Jussie Smollett. You ain't fooling me. This is about him. But he's coming to the right conclusions, maybe the wrong way. But how you wake up doesn't matter. It's that you wake up. So other revelations will come to pass.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.